This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors, and of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing today?
Still trying to figure out, you're solving for X and Y in this situation. Because you got
two variants. It's tough.
How both Joey and Usain Bolt do in certain things.
Yes.
But this is a pretty brilliant question that is now,
I love it,
gotten my brain all. By the way, caramel is superior to chocolate. That's a fact. 877-881-1053. You can text it and agree. That's my thought for the day.
It didn't feel like a question, but I'm still pondering it like it was a question.
No, it was a statement of fact.
Oh, okay.
And not a question. I mean, you don't need to confirm here any other thoughts other than you know that that's the truth. And anybody that's listening right now can text in and agree. You can also agree on the Twitch, because you can find us on the Twitch, on YouTube, on the Odyssey app and other apps. And also you can find us on The Fan. And you can text in.
Look, I was going to say that's a big thing right there, is I need you to know that you can find us on The Fan. That part is really important. All right, we're going to have from AEW, from Ring of Honor, from Garland, Texas, Athena on, maybe quicker than you think. But in the meantime, Corey, I know sometimes we will delay the Rangers talk, but I just wanted to throw it out there. They scored 8 billion runs. Go ahead and give me cut number 5. And real quick, let's celebrate that Rangers victory.
With the Angels leading 1-0, Corey's walk started the rally. He swings here, and that one is hammered to right field. Wade turns. Looks out of here. Over the high wall, about 10 rows back into the right field bleachers. Corey Seager leaves the yard for the second straight game. He continues to terrorize the Angels, and the Rangers' lead grows to 10-1.
And I think terrorize is a good way to phrase it yesterday, as the Rangers would go on to be victorious 13-1. Normally we start the show and I was like, oh, they won, or maybe they didn't, but they scored 2 runs or whatever. 13 runs!
Yeah, against a pitcher who's a pretty good pitcher.
Fair.
And has done some good work against the Rangers in the past. He was a little erratic last night, which is why he only had 4 innings. Plus, the Rangers tapped him by the fourth inning. They got after him, so he's a good pitcher. That's the thing, is some nights, this is the weird thing about this team. You'll get a pitcher you've never heard of who's having a terrible night or a season, and then he has a great night against the Rangers. And then you get a pitcher that's a stud who just gets shelled by the Rangers. Then you'll have a pitcher that's a stud who the Rangers can't touch.
Right.
It's just, there's that. That's another part of the inconsistencies of this team, is you don't know if they're going to hit good or bad pitching and on what night they're going to do it. But I'm glad they did it last night.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we're going to try to pack a lot of content into this segment. Are you ready for more Cowboys questions?
So much.
That matter. As we waste away waiting for training camp.
More.
Yeah. No, we're 3.
Okay.
Tomorrow will be 4 mores. Oh, historic. Like Lincoln. I got it. All right. First question. You know what? If you thought I was done with politics. Here we go.
What?
Do you wish the Cowboys would treat the salary cap more like we do our national debt? Now, this is a nonpartisan question.
Yes. Yes.
As both sides
ignored it,
have
matter anyway.
Abused the national debt. Do you wish that the Cowboys would treat their salary cap more like the national debt? And one of the reasons that this came to the forefront is Blogging the Boys had an article up about this. And one of the things they talked about is just how much the Eagles abuse the salary cap and have dead money on top of dead money on top of dead money. You can go ahead and send them in, Aiden. We'll just produce on air. And one of the things about that, though, is they use that money. They're aggressive with the dead money they have because they're aggressive with the team-friendly front-loaded, back-loaded contracts that they do. So, do you wish the Cowboys would also treat it that way and be like, hey, the hell with it. Mm-hmm. Our cap might be screwed for next year, but then we'll just backload a bunch of deals next year.
Like, what's the real penalty to pay? Next year's cap is the problem?
The potential for 2 to 3 seasons of just potential irrelevancy.
Okay.
I think I said potential twice.
So then, yes. This is a very interesting discussion. Because do I trust that even if they use it that way, that they're going to spend it correctly?
And that's a whole fair other question.
Because if they're going to use it that way, Kevin, are they still going to buy low?
See,
and go to the designer bin at the Goodwill?
And that's the thing when people say Dak should take less. Like, in theory, you know how I feel about that. I wish every player we had would take less, and so then we would have more money. But why in the world would you take less if you have no faith in the people that are buying for you?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if Dak was like, we got the best damn front office in all of the NFL. If I take $8 million less a year, we're going to get at least one starter out of that. Hell yeah, let's go. Maybe two. But, like, you can't say that. So whenever people get mad at Dak for not taking less, I don't blame him for taking less because they don't know what we're going to do with the money.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've made my argument pretty clear on that. I don't blame him for taking less because he's an employee. Or from taking more, he's an employee. Like, you just continue to take as much as you can because the owner is going to try to squeeze what they can out of you. So, saying it's fair balancing out there. But the other part of the Cowboys, if they were to have that money, that 1 year, is it the right year to spend it all? That's another thing, too, is this the right year? Do we have the right free agents where we're going to go unload all this cap money today? And we got the right people because you know what? Myles Garrett's available. And also Christian McCaffrey's available. And also the best 3 offensive linemen and defensive tackles are ready. And the Cowboys are like, screw it. We're spending all of them on these guys. Or is it that 1 year where there's one free agent and the rest of it's just like, what are we even trying to accomplish?
And that's one of the things I'm going to ask either spot. We've got Athena walking in right now. But and that's one of the arguments I would make, or one of the questions I'm definitely going to ask Stephen Jones this year, because we've talked about the cap round and around a couple of different times, is if you felt like this year could be the year, would you blow it out? And you'd be like, you know what? We're risking 2026, 27, 28, but we think we might have the team this year, so let's make it happen. All right, we're going to pause on this Cowboys conversation. We're going to keep the content going.
Okay.
Because right now, in studio with us, we bring to you Ring of Honor Women's World Champion, Metroplex native. She's from Garland. It is Athena. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing excellent.
I got a question.
I have an answer.
That awesome. Is how the interview works.
what does your room look like? And here's because my thought. What did your room look like as a teenager?
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question. How do you think my room looks?
I see posters all over the walls.
Posters of who?
And of all sorts of like video game type stuff and wrestling. I don't know like when you really got into wrestling, but I feel like it's just all wrestling and video games.
Comic books?
Some Legos. I feel like there's lots of fun things in your room as a teenager.
So as a kid.
And did that carry
I
over?
I did not have any of that in my
really?
Room.
Really?
I think I maybe had one like Randy Orton poster from the first WWF magazine that I bought at that time that my mom was like, get that off your wall.
Oh, wow.
Because he was just in his gear, so it looked very suspicious.
Oh, yeah, just
walking
like some guy tanned up in his underwear.
Yeah, you walk in, and it looks very suspicious. She's like, I know you like wrestling, but this is weird, you know? But my walls were lavender colored, and I helped my mom paint them, and then they had flowers up top.
Okay. See, I was imagining like Misfits t-shirts and all sorts of stuff like that, just based on your style.
Currently.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Currently, you nailed it. I have video game artwork, comic book artwork. I'm a big fan of Batman, specifically Adam West Batman. I have tons of video game memorabilia artwork, God of War stuff. I have Avatar The Last Bender, Last Air Bender artwork. I am a nerd. And then I have a whole room in my house that's all wrestling memorabilia. Like, I have a signed autograph from Bruno Sammartino.
Oh, cool.
Skandar Akbar, who is my trainer. I have a lot of like weird. I even have a little postcard that's signed from one of my favorite matches, the WLC match, which is one of my favorite matches. But yeah, I have a plethora of everything. So you name it. I even have a Lego SNES set. Like, nailed it, like to a T. Yes. I was like, wow, they really know me.
And I have never been in your room, but your room, and it's like, when I was reading back up on you, we've had you on before, mm-hmm. and I was kind of reading back up, and I was like, I just imagined this, and so I'm glad I was right.
Does the fact that he was right help offset the boldness of a first question, what does your bedroom look like? Because that feels like a bold question.
A little
question.
Bit. That's actually not how my bedroom looks currently.
Okay,
but
gotcha.
Like in my house, you totally nailed it. It's just nerdy artwork, fan art, like just across the board. My bedroom is actually like pitch black for some reason. I like neon-colored LED lights, so I have, like, it looks like a rave scene in my bedroom.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so me and my husband, like, it has a ton of, like, storage, but, like, it's just, like, a really cool black, like, on black, on gray carpet, on purple rug, because purple's my favorite color, and it's just, like, a cool little club LED scene in my bedroom.
See, and I appreciate also, Kevin, that she saw the innocence in the question. Mm-hmm. All right?
I did.
Like, that was the... So
I
she
did.
Saw that I was...
But, like, as you know him well.
But
enough.
Here's the thing. As a kid, like, you're only really relegated to your room because you don't really have any other space that's yours. So I did understand the question. I did not take it in the way you thought I would.
Okay. Well, then that's turned on me now. Yeah. I'm very cynical by nature. I get it. So we're talking with Athena, all in Texas, set for Saturday, 2 p.m. Central. However, more pressing is Supercard of Honor 2025. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Friday at the Esports Stadium in Arlington. You're going to defend your title, which you've held for at least 2.5 years. We're getting close to 3.
Ooh, over 940 days.
So obviously we have to get to 1,000. We'll talk about that in a second. You said something else that really piqued my interest is that you were a fan of the Adam West Batman. Obviously,
that's what, like, I grew up on.
Yeah, starting with Tim Burton, Michael Keaton, they have clearly turned it significantly darker from the comics to the movies and everything like that. Was it about the 60s TV show that kind of appeals to you?
All the wrong things. From Cesar Romero's mustache. bye, bless him. It was so much fun, and I feel like it came on like a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Weird TV station when I was growing up, like at odd hours of the day.
Right.
It was kind of hokey. It was kind of cool. But I actually learned how to read with Batman comics. So like I had trouble like processing what was on pages as a kid, to the point where like reading bores me on a level. I'm assuming it's ADHD now. But I needed something to kind of keep my attention span. So I actually learned how to read with Batman comic books. And a lot of them were kind of based off of the Adam West Batman. And so my mom was like, oh, just watch this with me. And I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite episodes is when the Pharaoh pops up and the Pharaoh actually figures out who Batman is. They leave it on a cliffhanger. And they're like just in the episode, Batman's Bruce Wayne. And everyone's like, and then they end the episode. And I remember like trying to find the next episode for years.
Yeah.
Years. And then come to find out he just came back to consciousness because a pharaoh possessed a archaeologist. And he's like, oh, I don't remember anything. And I was like, what?
They really screwed us over on that one for sure.
They were like, oh, yeah, let's retcon this. Sorry about that, guys.
Mine was the one, Kevin, where Siren would sing and everybody would be hypnotized by her voice. And I would be I was like, hold on, how'd that happen? Because she could sing?
And it just, I know sometimes people like opine for days when things are slower and everything. Mm-hmm. And I get that. But don't forget, you couldn't get your entertainment on demand.
No.
Like that Batman episode, if you wanted to rewatch it, good luck.
Yeah.
You had to find it. Yeah. I remember going to like family Dollar and stuff like that, trying to pick up like Batman VHSs, going to like the Blockbuster or Family Home Video or anything. It'd be like, do you like, and I cannot tell you how many Batman, and I think the 1960 series is only like three seasons. Mm. How many episodes was on one VHS was like three to four.
Yeah. Really?
So you're trying to search and find one episode. Oh, yeah. And I'm a kid. I'm not reading the back of that. I'm like, Batman, I haven't gotten this color of the VHS slip.
I get you.
This
you
know? Is the one.
Oh, man. And I think I actually saw it maybe when they put it all on Amazon Prime not too long ago. And I remember finding it and being just like so immensely let down.
Okay. So do you think I'm going to have that same experience with my wife and I have just started a Saved by the Bell rewatch because it is also on Amazon Prime?
Yep.
Now, here's the biggest logical flaw in all of Saved by the Bell.
The further it gets, the worse the acting gets.
You're right about that. But consider this. Season one of Saved by the Bell is actually called Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
That's right.
And it's set in Indianapolis. Then somehow Lisa, Zach, and Screech all decide to move together to California to the same school,
Bayside.
As does Mr. Belding.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, that sounds like a cult lifestyle. Like their parents were all in a cult and they're like, hey guys, we're all moving to Cali. And they're like, Cali, yay.
I'm not going to lie. I'm really excited to see episode one of season two to see if they discuss the cult situation. any of the logistics of how they all moved. All right. We've got Athena right here on 105.3 The Fan. Can you hang around with us for another segment? Because we got a lot that we want to get into. Super Card of Honor on Friday, All In on Saturday, big wrestling weekend in the Metroplex. We will talk more with Athena next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are back here with Athena, who I am also from Garland, so I will continually say from Garland. Mm-hmm. Even though you went to Lakeview Centennial, I went to North Garland.
That's Garland.
No big deal.
It's fine. Yeah. We were better.
Oh, man. At what? No. Okay, so that's the thing. I think the interview's going well because mm-hmm. I have questions about the sports and educational happenings at mm-hmm. Garland High School. Mm-hmm. But other Garland ISD high schools, somebody has a question about video games, and another person has a question about the Batman TV show, and I have to know the answer to this. Hopefully you will know. From the 940, okay, was there an episode where some type of giant crocodilian-type creature scarfed down Robin? Because I distinctly remember it because it scarred me as a kid, but I can't find it.
I feel like it wasn't a crocodile. I feel like it was a shark for some reason.
Okay.
Because I feel like that was the weird bat shark repellent.
Oh yeah, it was a spray, right?
But I do feel like there was an episode with a crocodile at the same point, but like my brain goes to the shark for some reason.
I know the cartoon. Which one was it? The Batman?
Batman the Animated Series?
Yeah, there's
Kevin Conroy.
There's a picture of that. There's a picture of an alligator.
Yeah. Okay.
And Batman's trying to get
But like there is a Batman villain that's like part crocodile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember that one.
Now, as much as I would love to continue down this path, I really would. We are here to get some business taken care of and do some promotion and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, Robin found himself shrinking. Never mind. Back to you.
Corey, did you not hear anything we just said about promotion? All right. So let's start with, well, honestly, we can start with tonight, tomorrow, Dynamite and Collision at the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland. Mm-hmm. And for you personally, for now, although I have questions, it's leading into Friday, Super Card of Honor at the Esports Stadium in Arlington. You're going to go up against Thunder Rosa. So a couple of things. How are we feeling going into that match? And also, one of our bosses really loves Thunder Rosa. So do you think that even though you're here,
fire him
he
now.
Might be? I do fire not have him. The authority to do such
I
a thing.
I will do it for you. Mm. You're fired.
Okay.
I hope he walks in the studio.
You know what? He's here. I'm curious if he comes out. Okay. How are we feeling about former NWA champion, NWA women's champion, former AEW women's champion? Like Thunder Rosa, lot on her bio.
Yeah, she does have a great history as far as wrestling goes. Like, she's been around for a while. She's lives in Texas, though this is my home. I'm trying to, like, put into words what I want to say because I'm trying to be, like, professional, not a evil minion overlord like I normally am. I've actually wrestled Thunder Rosa before. We wrestled on an independent show, and we had a draw. And I'm not, like, too proud to say that because I like winning, and I win a lot.
Right.
Because I am the forever ROH champion. She was one of my first matches back on the independent scene, and it was a barn burner. And I think, like, now with everything that I've gone through and everything that she's gone through, I know that I'm better than her. I'm not afraid walking into Super Card of Honor. She is in for a world of hurt because consistently for the past 2 months, she has taken multiple moments away from me. And I do not like that.
Go ahead.
No, I am on a roll right now. No, she took my moment away from me in Arena Mexico. She took my moment away for me to qualify for the number one spot in the Casino Gauntlet. I am not happy with Miss Thunder Rosa La Mera Mera. All right? I am not happy with her. And I think on some level, she doesn't realize that we are walking into my house. She lives in Texas. This is where I'm from. I have one of my first matches in Arlington, Texas. I won my championship in Arlington, Texas. I am from Garland, Texas. Yes, we keep saying it. I'm so very sorry.
Somebody shouted out Naaman Forrest, so they're in on this conversation.
Oh, boo, Naaman Forrest, boo.
See, I'm with you on that. Now, So
I'm an East Dallas kid, so I went to Bryan Adams. I have no, hey, I have no argument in this debate. Adams. Yeah,
we from the Metroplex.
Bryan Adams was the school that like preseason with soccer, we'd come on over to Dallas and have that preseason game with.
Yes,
and then we'd saunter on back on the bus back to Garland.
Yeah.
Now
yes, that's true.
She has been the Ring of Honor Women's World Champion since Final Battle 2022.
Yes.
Which also, by the way, was in Arlington, if I remember correctly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was curious with something you were just talking about, having a previous draw with Thunder Rosa, whether it was the match not too long ago against Mercedes Moné, and a lot of people were like, oh, yeah, you know.
First off, she cheated and went.
Okay. So there were, and I know we're kind of bouncing back and forth just a little bit, but there was a lot of discussion behind the scenes that, you know, maybe it would have been all right if you won that match. WWE's about to have a Netflix show where they go in the writer's room. How do you feel about, like, so much of a pulling back of the curtain? You know what I'm saying?
To me, I don't really pay attention to stuff like that, to be honest with you. And I don't really pay attention to what goes on the other side other than supporting my friends when they have matches over there. So like that's kind of news to me on some level because I kind of live in my video game world, to be honest with you. Video games and audiobooks, yay. But like to me, like I enjoy the art of pro wrestling. That's it. I go, I do my match, I win my match, I beat the tar out of someone, and I go on to the next day. Like, I love that I have this amazing fan base that wants the world for me. And I think on some level, well, I don't think, I know that that's what keeps me motivated and consistently, trying to evolve with the times, evolve with the moves, evolve with the style, if you will. Like, I love this business. I love what I do, and I really only focus on entertaining people and keeping my championship.
Okay, so hopefully keep your championship on Friday
night. I will. It's just Thunder Rosa. I hope I want this boss to come in here so bad. I'm throwing so many backhanded comments.
I'm curious if he comes out as well. I would love to hear him try to counterpoint.
No, but here's the thing. Thunder Rosa is absolutely phenomenal. Not as good as me, but she is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It does rub me the wrong way that she knows that we had that draw. It does rub me the wrong way, but at the same time, she has pissed me off time and time again. Time and time again, she has pissed me off.
So as you said, no doubt, defend the title Friday night. Can't help but obviously discuss the fact that All In is the next day, right across the street, like almost literally across the street.
Like within walking distance, actually.
From the eSports Stadium. So, you know, might we see you there doing the things?
I don't know. I do not know. I only know what my boss has said, which is maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I'm more focused with getting through and defending my forever championship, you know, because it's forever.
When you say that, it feels like we're getting in that direction. We're past 2.5 years, like you said, past 900 days. I know that's always the goal, but could you have fathomed back at Final Battle in 2022, that you're like, I'll be the champion the next year and the next year.
No,
and
I feel like once like we started getting close to a year, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be champion forever. And then Billy was like, yeah, you're the forever champ. And I was like, yeah, Minion, hell yeah, I'm the forever champ. And then like it kept going and going and going. And time again, every time I step in the ring with someone, they're not as good as me. They don't move as quick as me. You know what I mean? I am just that girl. I am her, as the people like to say. Yes, queen, slay. All the generic quotes and memes that you want to say. But I take this championship with the utmost seriousness. And I'm not letting it go. Like, you are going to have to pry this from, well, I don't want to say cold fingers, because you know it is Texas in the summer, like you are gonna have to pry this out of my hands if you want this. And I don't think Thunder Rosa has the guts to do that.
Yeah, she's got a strong grip
for sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, look, I would be intimidated going up against somebody who held the title that long, or just going up against you in general now that we have gotten to know you better. Now, as an aside, you've talked a lot about, you know, being from here and Metroplex Pride and everything like that. I was hoping that perhaps we could talk a little bit about Metroplex Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, of course.
For people who aren't familiar, like, we've been there to the show out in Bedford and stuff like that. And I actually was going to have the opportunity to do something in the show, and then the our corporate overlords were like, we're going to
I'm telling you, we
got to
fire this boss.
It wasn't him. This one wasn't his fault.
Okay,
It was the suits. The next you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
the higher-ups.
But for people who don't know, obviously, this is hugely important to you. Can you tell everybody how you are involved with Metroplex Wrestling and what's on the horizon?
I am actually one of the owners of Metroplex Wrestling. I am, for the most part, been a silent owner because I want my guys and gals to have the freedom to tell the stories that they want to tell. Up until recently, we run a weekly wrestling show in Bedford, Texas. We have been rated by several news stations here the best indie promotion in the DFW area. So if you have a spare weekend, we are family friendly. It's a very close-knit group. But Metroplex Wrestling in Bedford, Texas. But I know what you're getting at here. I've been working on a passion project for about a year and a half. And my husband has been just trying to beat this into me. Like, you need to do this. You need to do this. And I finally was just like, all right, we're doing it. So August 9th, we are running our first all women's wrestling show.
Nice.
It is going to be absolutely phenomenal. We're still announcing talent as we go. Tickets are on sale now at MetroplexWrestling.com. I know we're not here to talk about that, but it's something it's something I'm very excited about. And like, if you guys have a spare weekend and you want to come support new up and comers, some you've seen on AEW TV, I will say that we haven't announced who they are yet, but we will have talent from AEW there. We have talent from all around the world coming, but it's a passion project of mine. August 9th, MetroplexWrestling.com, front row and second row are almost sold out. So, but yes. I will say that, and then I will go back to kicking Thunder Rose's teeth in. That's what I will do. Also, who knows? I might show up tonight on Dynamite and Garland.
I mean,
or Collision and Garland.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. You got to get your tickets and see. You know, I'm also almost like Batman. You know, I am the knight.
Yeah.
I show up where I want.
Oh, I like it.
And so, what do you think? How do you feel about like so many back-to-back nights of wrestling in the Metroplex for AEW and Ring of Honor again? Because last year you kind of had the, I forgot the phrase.
We had a residency.
Yeah, a residency. Thank you very much. At the Esports Stadium. That is where Supercard of Honor is going to be on Friday. Mm-hmm. But then you've got shows in Garland and then All In, which is the biggest United States show for AEW to date. How cool is that to you personally? I know you're focused on your matches, but just to see the Metroplex getting all this love from AEW.
Look, selfishly, I love that I get to sleep in my own bed for a week
of
work.
Right.
I know, like, you know, we live on the road sometimes. We're sleeping from hotel to hotel, and sometimes just being, like, in your home and getting to do what you love while also going home at the end of the night is awesome. Speaking from a professional standpoint, like it's extremely cool to see like how much, like I know you're from Garland, okay?
Sure.
So you're gonna understand what I mean by this. Our biggest claim to fame for the longest time was being crapped on in the Zombieland movie.
True.
And they
that
actually
Leanne Rimes.
And
those,
they actually filmed it in the downtown Garland at the really crappy Chevron, which made it like worse.
Yeah.
That was our claim to fame. Like it's in downtown Garland. I'm pretty sure it's still there, but they built more stuff up around it. So that was our biggest claim to fame. So to see like Tony bring AEW and ROH to my very specific hometown.
Right.
Like, we always say Dallas, but Garland is my hometown. I reside like close by Arlington. I won't say where because I don't want to see you people at my house. But like it's really cool to just see so much going on, because I remember like when there was only one company, like they come once a year. But like Tony has made like
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Metroplex a priority. He's made Arlington a priority. He's made Garland a priority. So it's really cool to see us like kind of get our just due. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We were struggling for a while in Garland. I remember when the first Walmart came through to the cookout and we were all like frantic. Like we didn't know how to act.
Was it Hypermart at one point?
Oh, Hypermart was definitely a thing.
Hypermart was great, okay? Hypermart was the one you drove to when you didn't want to go to Tom Thumb or Albertsons.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And then Walmart bought them out too. So
I don't know if you remember this about Hypermart. We used to make some really poor decisions. They had a daycare in the front of Hypermart where you could just drop your kids off while you shop. You didn't know these people.
You just dropped
them
off.
You're just leaving your kids.
And then they had the Blockbuster kiosk with the Pokemon Stadium on the outside. And there would always be a lot. Oh my gosh, we can talk about Hypermart all day. But like, you know, it's really cool. I'm sorry, you gave me flashbacks on a whole new level.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's really cool to just see how much wrestling on a big scale is in the area. And that makes me really proud to be a part of AEW and Ring of Honor, to be honest with you.
And, you know, and I want to say we mentioned the events themselves. And by the way, AllElitewrestling.com, AEWTix.com, mm-hmm. Ticketmaster, all viable options for you. But I wanted to point out, so you've got Dynamite tonight at the Caldwell Center, Collision tomorrow. There's also AEW All In Karaoke. Starcast is going to be here with Conrad Thompson and his crew doing a whole bunch of interviews. Then you've got Supercard of Honor, which obviously you are a prominent piece of.
It is my show.
You're the main event, really, wherever you go.
And without the main event, there is no show.
Exactly. At the Esports Stadium in Arlington Friday night. Then there's a tailgate, an after party. There is All In Texas on Saturday. So it is an extravaganza. If you want to just do wrestling things for like pretty much the next 4.5 days,
let me tell you guys, like StarCast is not just like, hey, come meet people. Like you're meeting the AEW and Ring of Honor roster.
Yes.
You're meeting us. We're doing meet and greets, photo ops. We're doing the whole shebang. We're making this like Comic-Con, but wrestling version, but we're throwing shows on the back end that you're actually going to jump out of your seat for. Not the conventions where you go and learn how to make styrofoam compartments and army. No, we are doing the whole shebang here from top to bottom. Like I said, it starts in Garland tonight. Like, I'm extremely happy. I'm extremely thrilled to be a part of just this entire week.
And you don't have to leave your kids at the front, like at Hypermart.
I mean, man, maybe we should talk. Maybe we should talk to TK. Hey, can we just do a random daycare and have like the frat house group?
See what we can do.
Like, hey, TK, can we get the frat house to watch these kids, please? Let's see how that will go.
See, that should be your stipulation. In addition to the title match, the loser has to watch some kids at All In on Saturday.
I don't know.
It's not only Thunder Rosa, not you.
Yeah, it's of course.
I think the most fun is wrestling with the kids.
Here's the thing. I love like just watching kids watch wrestling.
Yes, they
get
so
there's excited. Nothing more awesome than just seeing like fireworks go off in their head because half the time they don't know what they just saw. They just know it was cool.
Yes.
They're like a big bang will happen. They'll be like, whoa. and my favorite thing is when they do crowd shots of kids that are just losing their mind.
Yeah.
And the parent that's like, okay, he's going to sleep well tonight. Awesome. Yes, we did it. You know, so it's really cool. But like, it starts young. It started that young with me. So like, I joke about leaving kids at the front, but like, it's for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, that's the beauty of pro wrestling. We have characters, we have storylines, but like, I fell in love with pro wrestling at a very young age. You know, they're falling in love with it. So it's cool to see that kind of pass on. Like my little minion Billy Stark started at 13.
There you go.
Yes. You know what I mean? So like, we all fall in love with this at different ages, which is why we say it's fun for everyone, you know. It's really cool. Like, it really is.
And the fun in the Metroplex commences, well, really, with this.
Mm-hmm.
But
this is where it started.
It gets going tonight, Wednesday, Curtis Colwell Center for Dynamite. It is an AEW Ring of Honor takeover of the Metroplex. Athena, thank you so much for the time and info.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
There you go. Athena right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do some baseball nuggets. History made in the park and in the sky. Next on The Fan.
Fitz peering through the glove. Brings the glove down and comes home with the 0-2 pitch. And that ball is rocketed deep out into left center. Duran stops to look, and it is gone. Way out of here. Up into the second deck. A booming home run for Adolis Garcia to give the Rangers a 3-2 lead.
Can't see masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We actually talked with Athena all throughout the break.
I talked to her forever, dude. She's awesome.
I think I'm going to see if we can talk to their PR guy. I don't know if he wants his name out there. And we should grab her number like we did with Lashley to get her to come back on at any point.
Yeah, after that first question, I wasn't asking for a number.
That probably for the best. First two questions, what does your bedroom look like and what is your phone number? I could see how that.
But she's so kind, so easy
for
to
sure.
talk to. It's fascinating to know that her character is as different as it is compared to what she is here.
Yeah.
Like that's it's fun, but she loves the art of it.
And
she does. That's the part, man, that I really appreciate. She does good work.
From the 945, that is the greatest interview ever. Hypermart, who remembers that S? Well done, fellas. All right.
You're welcome.
Right now, we're gonna go with baseball nuggets here. I know it's going to be a little shorter, but guess what? You can always count on Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement to bring you that baseball nuggets. And let's start with cut number 7, actually, because, man, there were a couple of wild things that happened last night. And we'll start with the Giants because this is going to be a walk-off home run, but I'm going to let you listen to the audio. It's going to be a little different.
Danny, it's a high drive. Way out in the right field. It is off the bricks. This game is tied. Bailey's on the mold. Bailey's on the mold. And the game is over.
It was a inside the park walk-off home run, the first in Major League Baseball since 2016.
Really?
And the first time that a team walked it off after trailing by multiple runs with an inside the park home run since 1989. So,
wow.
Pretty impressive.
And that call sounded like it was from 1949. All crowd noise.
That is fair. All right.
That's an exciting thing, dude. Exciting. Inside the ballpark home runs are exciting.
I think you're going to like the audio on cut number 6 better. Now, here's the setup. It's some minor league game. I could actually tell you the specifics of it. I don't know if you're going to care as much as you're going to care about the weather and what happens and the baseball outcome of it.
He's on third with nobody out. 1-1 the count on Pauly. A huge crash of lightning as Contreras kicked. And it's a balk.
Wow. They're going to call that a balk, and everybody jumped.
Mother Nature gives Jacksonville a run. It's 2-1.
I thought he was going to say mother something else.
Sure.
And it kind of sounded like Dave Raymond a little bit.
Oh, I can see like that.
But man, and hold on. Was that called a balk?
Yes. So.
No!
Okay, if you
not
go.
Cool.
Okay, now that you know what's going to happen, we're going to go back to it. The pitcher is set. The hitter is set, and it's the Norfolk Tides against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. And then you hear this giant boom of thunder, and the pitcher jumps and moves, which technically is a balk.
He's on third with nobody out. 1-1 the count on Pauly. A huge crash of lightning as Contreras kicked, and it's a balk.
Wow.
I knew it was going to happen, and I still jumped.
Okay, so.
I knew it was going to happen, and I still was like, oh, crap.
All right, by the letter of the law.
It's not fair.
That is what I assume we would call a thunderbalk.
Mm.
But do you think the spirit of the rule was properly interpreted? That's what we always talk about, Alec. The letter of the law versus the spirit of the rule. Do you think the spirit of the rule was followed here? They're just going by the letter of the law.
I don't think it was, and I don't think the letter of the law was either, because I saw somebody on Twitter actually dug up, I think it was Rule 9 in the umpire handbook, that says they have fair judgment if any interference gets involved in the game. They don't have to make a call based on the rule if they think that fair judgment says, all right, cut them some slack. So, in theory, the umpire didn't have to, but he did follow the rule that the pitcher moved, so... Technically, yes, but in the spirit of a different rule, he didn't have to.
The game should be called.
They didn't.
I feel like that had to have been connected to some lightning.
That's fair.
And everybody, you're holding the bat up in the air, and I know it's not a metal bat, but still, it's up in the air now.
Because of how loud that thunder was, don't you think the lightning happened like 0.1 seconds before that? And you're like, oh my
gosh. Yeah, they had to have known. Umpire should have said game over instead of balk. That's... I agree with Alec, too, on the spirit of the rule, especially if they have the nothing really like going on the field affected that.
Sure.
It was something that was the environment. Now, that being said, if dust blows in his eye while he's pitching.
Right.
And he moves, that's a balk. So right. I guess that's, you know, all those things.
So I will tell you this, in case you were curious, the Tide was able to overcome the thunder balk. And they defeated the Jumbo Shrimp 9-5, which if you're listening to the program right now, you might be confused, but that is all accurate. All right, a couple more quick things for you. Shohei Ohtani, he hit a home run yesterday, leadoff home run yesterday, I do believe, and it was his 31st of the season. That sets the new Dodgers record for most home runs before the All-Star break. We've talked about it. A franchise as storied as the Dodgers, that's pretty impressive. But is it as impressive as this? He hit the home run off of Jacob Mizorowski.
Yes, who doesn't get hit off of.
And he throws the ball hard, hard, hard. I want to see how you feel about this quote from the Brewers manager. This is an actual quote that he actually said that I swear I'm not manipulating. He's just broken the shell, man. He's just out of the egg, all arms and legs. He's still got gooey stuff coming off of him. He's something special. Now, I swear to you, that is an actual quote that was actually said by the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. If you're Mizorowski, how do you feel about that quote?
I think you have to take it as a compliment.
Okay.
I think you have to just be like, well, I appreciate all the words that you said about me just now. It's kind of like if Harbaugh caused you to jive turkey. You're like, I don't know exactly what you said, but it feels like you didn't say it in a mean way.
At the lake this weekend, we had a birthday party for somebody, and it was a 70s themed birthday party. I was really hoping that somebody was going to call somebody else a jive turkey.
I saw Mizorowski do top five tall pitchers of all time. Chris Young, Randy Johnson, Adam Wainwright, Chris Sale, and himself. And he had Chris Young at number three. And then he tried to move him down to number four because they said Chris Sale. And then he was like, oh, crap. He had Wainwright one and Randy Johnson two.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know we had to cut Nuggets a little short there, but fear not. Coming up next, let's dive back into Rangers Angels. Who is Texas going to draft? And what we've learned in the first half of the MLB season. All of it next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.